We are back. Hour three.
It was the Miramoto. When I gave him the poem.
Yep.
He did go for more cake.
We lied, Joe.
The cake is not a lie.
It is not a lie.
Right, anyway.
He lied about
What I'm going to do is, I'm actually going to... His crew is still here, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and BS with the crew a little bit, but while I'm doing that, I'm actually going to be looking around the dock. Like, looking for anything that would seem like... I guess... Because he was saying that, you know, I wasn't there for the conversation with the whole mind thing, was I?
Yeah, you were with him.
Okay, oh yeah, I was before him. So I'm going to be looking for anything that might, or start listening or looking for anything that might be bringing a mining gear or anything like that. Because they said it was an abandoned mine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he bought this abandoned mine. So I don't know if they anything, but basically any... Yeah, pick up on stuff like that.
Okay.
But we'd be asking with the crew and, you know, saying, oh, sure. I'm on land, obviously, I'm not puking my guts out. Thanks for that medicine, by the way, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, so investigation notice.
Okay.
That's fine.
Do one of us to roll for you or no?
Sorry. Cake is delicious.
Oh. Don't judge me. I know you're judging me.
Yes, we are.
You're the judge, partially. You're found wrong.
Sorry, we're secretly judging you.
Right. You're not supposed to know that.
Oh. Wow. So it says, I just realized this is reroll, so I guess because I have this high enough, I'm supposed to be rerolling ones on investigation.
It's
you have the notice.
You have the notice emphasis.
Okay, well, I have the perception that's notice. Yeah.
Well, do you have do you have the emphasis in it?
Well, it says investigation perception, so. Oh, no, it's. No.
If you have the notice.
No, the reroll is the. If you have.
An emphasis, yeah.
Yeah, reroll ones is emphasis. The investigation, though, the level 3 is you can re-roll again without it being harder.
Okay, level 3, that's why
yeah,
I
read 3. That's the mastery ability of level 3, yeah. Investigation. You can make another check.
Really? Seriously? That's it?
Is it my 3?
It's 11.
No, but it wasn't 3 on 3.
Final 11. I wasn't going to raise this, but yeah.
Oh,
not a whole. Probably should spend the void because we were So here's the thing, and this is a mechanics thing. I'm very much used to games like Savage Worlds and everything else where you have a limited number per session. When we're resting and that kind of things, we get these void points back. Right?
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
So I should have just used it there because I had 2 void points to use.
Okay. Well, I mean, it depends on what else you might be doing today.
Well, we figure unless we get attacked, which.
What you find out is that Daidoji Ieyasuke has not been smuggling or exporting anything like jade or anything like that recently.
Wait, Daidoji or the Ieyasuke?
Daidoji Ieyasuke.
Oh, Ieyasuke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Ieyashi, rather, sorry. But yeah, has not been exporting anything recently.
Okay.
That's about it, unfortunately.
No, fine. He doesn't... There's no, like, ship that's under his name or anything like that, right?
No, he usually goes through the Mantis or Tortoise, a few Tortoise who are there. For shipments, yeah.
Okay.
The Kasuga. The Tortuga family. No.
Okay, that's fine. Alright, so I'm not gonna push my luck tonight. I'll finish BSing with the guys, not drink anything they hand me, and then head back to the end and tell you guys that information. So
alright.
And then we'd catch you up on
Bayushi-san, is anything else happening to you?
No. I mean, but actually, if there's a practice yard nearby, I am practicing for the remainder of the afternoon and the evening because I feel like I didn't have a chance to keep my skills sharp.
There's
while
a
I was
dojo.
Puking.
It's a Mantis dojo.
I still go.
They look at you kind of weird.
Well, I mean, I'm very respectful because this is the only dojo. You know, I asked if I had permission to use the practice yard.
I suppose.
Yeah, the funny part being that you're the only one ever using a katana.
No, I mean, they have practice with katana. It's not like they don't have kenjutsu, but they just don't use it most of the time.
Yeah. And if any of them want to spar, I will spar with them.
Yeah. I mean, probably one of the older students.
Right.
Go through it.
I'll do my best to embarrass them.
You probably embarrass them.
No, but I mean...
You are a rank 2, and he's
yeah.
not even rank 1.
Yeah. Well, and also I have 7 in Kenjutsu now.
Yeah. Wow,
yeah.
You're... pretty good.
That was the point of this character. Yeah. Like, he was supposed to be, like, he trains to perfection with the blade.
But he's not consumed by his perfection.
No, just no. Me.
He's got other problems.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, maybe not to the point where it's a disadvantage, but I mean, he definitely trains very hard. And, you know, but, I mean, I actually try to teach him something, too. Like, I see him as a he's a fellow swordsman.
He's like, okay, thanks. We're not very good at technique for swords, though. So.
Well, I didn't know that, but yeah. I mean, at least maybe it'll help. It's just general swordsmanship.
No, that's fine.
Or maybe his defense.
If I ever stat a Yoritomo student for no reason, and I wanted to be a callback, I'll have an extra point of Kenji. Okay, so eventually, you guys all meet back up. And you can honky talk fill each other in or not, your decisions.
Yeah. No, I mean, we definitely would want to share what we learned.
We have an offer to go help a crab clansman up north. He's got a mine nearby.
Well, I heard that part, didn't I?
Yeah, he was there for the.
In which case, I will fill you in that it doesn't seem like.
What's up this mine?
It's being assaulted by bandits.
In it for.
He has some information on the matter we're looking for, or at least some associates of his.
No, I found out he's been here, and I might be meeting him at some point.
Sounds like fun. So, what do we plan on?
That is not a meeting I would make.
Yeah, that sounds like a devilish.
You will have no appendages attached to your torso at the end of that meeting.
Well, he's still posing as one of my clansmen.
You will have no appendages attached at the end of that meeting.
Well, is there a way that you can do the meeting more public or with?
There wasn't a time frame on it.
Yeah.
He was also not shown any remorse or any fear in killing a high-ranking crane official. So, whether it is public or private.
When we get to that point. But you'd think that if you had a jade mine, right, and assuming he had a little while before the bandits start coming in, you would be exporting jade and that kind of thing, right? Like, that's just, yeah. He hasn't been.
No, not the Yasuki.
Oh,
this is Daidoji Yashi. Hasn't been exporting anything. Like, I was supposedly in business with Chunitsu.
Oh, okay.
Hasn't been exporting anything.
All right, well, I'm sorry. Well, so you'd think he would be, right?
We're isolated, right?
Yeah, you guys are like in one of your rooms.
If I were a creature of the Shadowlands, I would make sure all the jade and the jade mine stayed inside the mine.
It is all.
You said he was a merchant, right?
Yashi?
No.
Mariachi, yeah.
Yeah, Shinitsu was a merchant.
Yeah. He's been collecting.
He has his hands.
He hasn't been selling or exporting anything.
Well, he's been looking for things specifically. Yeah. Such as what he took from
the statue,
Daidoji,
right, which you confirmed was made of a rare material.
So maybe there's more than just jade in that mine.
Right. Well, I mean, he's hoarding things. Mm-hmm. And also, again, if you're a creature of the Shadowlands, the less jade that's out in the world, the happier that you are.
It's a 2-for-1 deal. Maybe they discovered something else in that, and maybe he's hiring the bandits to help clear it out and then mine it for himself.
Well, hiring bandits is certainly a part of his standard operating procedure.
Regardless, we should go out there and see if we're lucky enough to take a bandit alive that can be used, has some information that can be useful.
So besides the mines, is there anything else?
By the way, that's the key phrase we have? Statement.
Hmm? Any other leads we have besides this mine business?
It's the only lead we have right now, but it does a good deal. It helps the crab who is trying to run the mine get jade for the Empire, so... We're serving the Empire also, as well as serving ourselves.
Plus, it probably would endears, well, at least us, a little bit more to the magistrate of the area if we help business a little bit.
I mean, that's
actually a good point.
Governor's opinion of us.
It happens.
It's decent enough. Too many of them.
So we are going to...
Yeah, I mean, I don't do anything else for the rest of
it. Is anyone else... Well... You haven't spoken to the magistrate, for instance. You could do that. You could try speaking to Yasi Kapako directly. There's a couple other things you could do. You don't have to, but there are other things that are potential avenues.
I mean, it's probably not a bad idea to introduce myself to the magistrate. I'm not going to go, obviously.
Well, I wouldn't suggest that. Yeah,
that's why I'm not going.
I'll introduce myself.
I better go with you.
But the other thing too is maybe we just don't, and we meet the magistrate afterwards instead of asking
thing.
For permission.
Sorry, you do pick up one other thing.
Sorry. Okay.
She hasn't sent any assistance to Yasi Kapaka. She's not trying to help him with the magistrate problem. Or the bandit problem, rather.
She probably wanted it, though, right? Because he's a crab. I mean, we get along with him, but...
She's imperial, so... And
she should be impartial.
It's part of her... It's her land. She's
neutral.
Regardless, yeah.
Oh, that is strange, then.
Maybe she'd have to be trusted.
That'd be odd in and of itself. But.
Well, not to... And I will kind of put my hands up at this and kind of do the whole, you know, not to say this, but... We have to be very careful who we trust, because while we are servants of the Emperor, and I have a very good measure of trust in several of you, this is a land that is separated from the rest of the mainland, and this might be a very spread out thing, especially with entities that can mask whoever they are. I'm not in the mood of trusting anybody that isn't immediately watching my back at this point.
At this point, then, I say we leave the magistrate out. I concur with Cicero.
That might not be a bad idea.
We'll establish ourselves in the area, figure out what's going on, maybe do something good, and at least get the people on our side a little bit.
Let's see how the mountain goes first, but after that, we still might want to size them up.
Right. Good introduction, at least, to the hero of the mine, if assuming we have to even do anything when we get there. We'll see. So. Is there anything else?
Yeah. I mean, who I assume is going to be the one who's helping us scout out for the bandits and all that good stuff.
Well, that's the next day.
Yeah. I'm talking about it tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, are you doing anything else for the night? Are you going to the inn, or are you all just going?
I mean, we go to the inn. But
okay. The name of the sake house, by the way, is the Drunken Orochi.
Excellent. What I might go up to you is kind of sit down with you and explain that after our little spat in the lion lands and clearly missing a few key things, are there any...
I go to the sake house that night because I've been cooped up in a boat for three weeks, so I might as well do something.
So you go to the director.
Samantha seemed to be a little bit more open and relaxed, which I actually appreciate as a person, not as a scorpion. Is there any major rules, laws, or anything that, let's just say, people like us would easily break to annoy people out here?
Yes. Treat the common people here with respect.
Who says I don't do that?
Everyone in existence.
I should be alright.
I'm not even there.
I should be alright, but I should remind our friend that stabbing people in the face is kind of frowned upon.
Life is hard enough out here. The common people, they have strengths of their own.
Life is hard enough without having a knife in your face.
Life is hard enough without a samurai trying to kill you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and I'll do my best to.
Times are tough.
Well, yeah. At that point, I'll kind of bow to you and go.
Old school callback.
Okay. So, I'm wearing more weapons here.
Oh, yeah.
I have a pair of those.
Kama?
The Kama.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Very
soft. Do you know how to use them?
Yeah, nice.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Nice. Like, how is that a knife, though?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's considered a knife?
Yep.
That's got the biggest...
The blade's only that long.
It's like a sickle. They're small.
I think that's how they judge it, the blade.
Yeah. It's a small blade you try to stab somebody with. Okay.
Apparently, my clan uses that a lot.
Your Tomo himself was famous for using parakama, so it's...
Kamas were a lot of fun when I used them. They were a great time. I probably should have mentioned here earlier, when I did karate for, 13 years, I used everything pretty much that was... It was mostly like that. It was all Okinawan style. So I'm familiar with all of the... Yeah, we don't actually have weapons, so we're going to use anything we can. Turns out that a lot of the stuff they use to, farm, it's really deadly.
Yeah.
Why aren't you playing your Tomobushi? All right.
Because ninja's going to ninja.
Yeah, that's right. You go to the Drunken Sake, or the Drunken Orochi Sake House.
Blart.
There are, random peoples there. There is one, looks like Mantis, over at the bar. He seems to be sipping and drinking, not going overboard, but have, there are a couple of empty sake cups next to it.
I just doubt. I don't necessarily like.
Are you sitting at the bar or sitting at?
I'm bar because I just came with myself. Okay. So.
You can make a Lore Heraldry roll then.
Okay.
Well, I assume you know something.
27.
You're Tomo family. You're Tomo Bushi. Because he is. This isn't important for what I want you to roll for, but he also has a Yorikai's badge.
Oh, okay. So he's like a. He's not a magistrate.
He's like a deputy. They say.
Okay.
So
that's what we were.
Briefly. Yeah. Okay.
Briefly before you were stripped of those. And then. Re-Yorkaid, and then
the guy who made us that re-Yorkaid would die.
So, 0-15 on Yorkaid. So, seems to be mostly just keeping himself at the moment, but
I.
But
I don't really. It's like okay, that's cool and all, but I just having a drink. I know there's some plot thing going on, but I have no idea why I would be talking to this guy.
You know, if you're going to stare at Debbie Sign, you could at least say hello.
Oh, my apologies. You want to tell me something?
Nah, that's okay. Have a drink. He'll pass you. Throw a slide a cup down to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you drinking with other people than drinking by yourself, hey?
That's probably a good idea. Just been cooped up on a boat for quite a long time. I'm not used to it.
Not one of your merchants? Not the deputy trading council or anything?
No. Merchant's never been one of my strong suits.
Oh, that's fair.
So, I don't know.
You get his name, Yoritomo Hugai.
Okay.
He's Yorikai. He works directly under Mia Ichiko. Door.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Okay. I'm sure that made a lot of sense for the listener.
I did give you a piece of news just a couple minutes ago about that.
About the.
That Ichiko. Has done nothing to help Kapako.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You also know that Ayashi is a rival merchant.
Okay.
So, there's something going on there.
All right, I was just having a problem piece and everything.
No, it's fine.
Thank you.
But the governor shouldn't have been interested in it. Not that she doesn't, but she should not.
Well, the magistrate specifically should be going, yeah, I'll send some people out to help.
Right.
So, I heard something about some banditry around here somewhere.
Oh, well, there's always bandits.
Somewhere.
Even, I mean, these entire lands are basically empty, so just people taking what they can get. At least I don't know, business. Such as it is.
I just find it strange that there isn't more done about it at this point.
Well.
I mean, I know there's a lot going on here. It's kind of a new settlement. But. We can't exactly try to start settling a place when you have just bandits running free and doing everything they want.
Yeah, it'd be nice, wouldn't it, to investigate that? But, gotta do what the boss tells you, so.
Oh, that seems rather odd. I would have thought that we would have gotten such orders. I mean, isn't that what.
Originally, but
manipulation.
Yeah.
So why aren't you?
You came up to me, buddy.
I'm actually gonna
guilty conscious.
I'm actually gonna manipulate him, see if he needs something, see if I can get him to loosen his lips.
Right, or maybe he wants to indirectly appoint.
So this would be a etiquette curse. He does not etiquette curse you against me.
My boss says no, but I kind of still want to look into it.
He's so good at it.
One race. What race in the freebie goes to the other thing?
He's so good.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
I think Colin also rolled really bad.
Well, shit.
No, he's great.
24? No, yeah, 24.
How about 8?
Oh, yeah, I got him.
Got him.
It's almost as good as my 3.
Yeah. He rolled, like, 6 4s.
Is that a 4-key-3 or a 3-key-3? Or 3?
Oh, well. Ichigo, Ichigo-san.
4-key-3. Oh, 4-key-3. So you rolled 4.
She shut down that investigation.
No, it's a 3-key-2.
Probably at the discretion of her patron in the Seven City. Likes to manipulate things here.
Someone likes to micromanage everything.
Who?
No, nothing. Oh, really? That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Anything? Well, that's weird. I mean, this seems quite strange. That.
Well, I heard.
Yeah, I buy him a drink.
Yeah. No, he seems to be holding it together. Well.
Yeah. No, but I buy him. But it's not so much to buy him a drink to get him drunk. It's buying him a drink because I know that's
right.
He just got me one, so I'm gonna get him one.
Yeah, that's fair. But. One of the merchants, Daidoji Ayashi, he's been staking claims on that mine for a while now. None of them have gone through, but wouldn't be surprised if he is involved.
Is it because he's a crane, or is it because something else?
Yeah, I'm a magistrate, not a merchant.
Yeah, that's fair. Does he think Slip like he needs anything? I beat him on his roll.
Yeah, no, he's pretty content. He would like something to be done about it. He does say, but it doesn't look like he has any intention of doing anything about it himself, like testifying against or anything. He's never mentioned bringing it up to the governor or anything.
Maybe someone will look into that.
Well, my word against an imperial and a magistrate. Yeah, I'm sure that'll go well for all of us.
Yeah,
let's have another drink. Yep.
Yeah. Maybe it's just the sake talking.
Could be.
So I'll have another drink with them and then kind of be on my way.
He's got the idealistic disadvantage. He wants it to be taken care of, but he can't do anything about it.
It's like the Hong Kong cop, the one guy who's honest in the corrupt department.
Right. It's like, that sucks.
Sometimes you have to go outside.
He is not actually played by Jackie Chan, however, so he's not going to be able to help you with it.
Or Jet Li.
Neither.
Or Donnie Yen.
Or none of these guys. No. Not Chow Yun Fat either. It's just. Just a regular guy. Maybe he's chatting at that. I don't know.
He's got two guns.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
I don't know if anybody... when I get back from the thing, if anybody's still around or not.
Still awake?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on how late you get back.
I'll roll on that conversation token, probably an extra drink after that, so...
Yeah. I mean, it's like 9 or 10 or
something. Hours.
Yeah. After that, we're probably
going to rest. Because, it's just not right to wake up without a hangover.
I'll wait for it to the morning.
Like,
then.
Well, he's probably in the common room. It sounds like he's just sitting there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And no one is looking down on me.
It's great. I'm sitting here drinking.
I'm still here.
I
probably have, besides for sure, I have a lot of respect for Hiroshima. So. I don't particularly care for his excessive drinking, but.
So I was like, I'm okay with it.
It's nice to look down the bar on down the tables on the other side and see similar activities.
Well, no, you're not in the bar, you're in the inn.
Yeah,
so there's not really people drinking there, but nobody's like batting it up. Like, most people go to bed at this point who are here in the inn. But.
But can you like order one there?
He's probably using his own sake.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's also served sake too.
Yeah, but they're probably also not serving anything at this late.
I have a ship and lots of money now.
Yes.
You have more money than the rest of us put together.
Yeah.
I think I have twice that.
You have twice as much as the rest of us put together.
So, all right, I'll take a seat next to him. Yeah. I told my son you should join me at the local sake house.
We have a busy day tomorrow.
Hmm.
Might actually get to use this thing. Oh, I left it upstairs.
You meet the most interesting people when you're sitting there.
Hmm.
His name is Hogai.
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 What was his name again?
Yoritomo Hogai.
Okay. Like a
fellow family member, actually. Yoritomo.
Oh, Hogai. One of my family members.
Hmm. Apparently he's Yurikai.
Hmm.
Got a little information about the mine.
Did he mention why they weren't doing anything about it?
He was told not to.
Huh.
And not only that, but it's very possible the magistrate was also told not to. By somebody, by the patron in the second city.
Well, I suppose it would be unfortunate that we'll accidentally go there and help out.
Well, he definitely would like that to happen, but at the same time, I'm wondering if there's a reason for it. I mean, maybe they know something about Shenzhen-Su.
Perhaps. I don't play politics well.
Yeah. Maybe they're trying to make sure he doesn't get his hands on what's there. They've gone about it in a very interesting way.
Seems unlikely to me.
Hmm. It's kind of a far out thing, but
the landholder is a crab, and I would think that the jade would far outweigh the risk.
Hmm. That's a good point.
Now we know he's been trying to. Do we? No. You know he's been trying to buy. The other guy's been trying to buy the mine.
Well, that's one of the things I just. That's the one thing I just found out. And it seems my fellow clansman I just met today is trying to get his hands on the mine.
Hmm. Your fellow clansman is.
Not. Obviously, I'm not talking about trying to.
Hmm.
Or not say, but. Kind of don't want him to have it because I'd rather.
You heard the name.
Yeah.
Daiyoji Ayushi Hayashi.
Yeah. So. You've heard him earlier.
The mantis
told you.
That guy's name. So.
I seem rather hesitant to say who it is because I don't want it because, you know, he's been nice to me, so.
Yeah, see, he works with the man we're looking for.
Yeah, that was kind of how I was contacting
him. I assume perhaps they hired the bandits. Trying to buy the mine.
That's underhanded even for us.
Well, what you don't know, we know that's not beyond what our little friend is capable of.
I highly doubt that Daiyoji-sama have anything to do with that.
It's fair. But I don't think he needs to know for what this man's trying to accomplish. Come, get some rest. Tomorrow we kill bandits and hopefully tie this together. Maybe perhaps they have the answers we need.
Yes, I'm always up for killing.
Oh, it's going to be a wonderful day. If we lose, we'll die honorable deaths. And if we win, we'll piss off a lot of people.
We better be careful about who we're pissing off here.
The only thing that is important is that we serve the Empire.
Yes. Yes, of course.
I don't know.
You keep saying that, but I do not think you know.
You think it means what I think it means. All right, so head off to bed then.
Yeah, you keep trying to take over some rebel base, but
I think I might call it just because I would want Dave to be here
for the actual investigation.
Combat, yeah. So
what? There might be combat. We're investigating.
Hey, we're the bandits. Oh, there they are.
We're combat where we're expecting combat.
Who knows? Right. We might talk our way out of this one or intimidate our way out.
How much XP do we get?
10,000.
Right.
Ah, 4!
3,000.
Come on, 4.